Hi, this is Charisse Kenyon, and you're listening to the Beauty Me podcast, all about beauty beyond the BS. It's another 5-minute review, brand new to the show. And basically, each week I pick one product and tell you what the brand says about it. I break down the packaging, the smell, how it feels, discuss some of its key ingredients, and give it a mark out of 5 based on whether it matches the claims on the website and how it performed for me. For consistency, when it comes to the ingredients, I will use inkydecoder.com, which is a website specifically created for ingredient advice. If you think there's a better one out there, please let me know. You can DM me at beautymepodcast on Instagram or Twitter, or email me beautymepodcast@gmail.com. So let's get into this week's product. It's the Beauty of Joseon Ginseng Essence Water, which I purchased from Pure Soul. So on the brand's website, it says, ginseng is a vital herbal ingredient that has been used for a long time for our body and skin health in Korean history. Ginseng essence water contains 80% ginseng water and focuses on the benefits of ginseng itself, giving sufficient moisture and nutrition to the skin. It fills moisture and nutrition firmly to help keep your skin moisturized for a long period of time. I'm guessing that's a rough translation there when it comes to that it fills moisture and nutrition firmly. It says it's about uniform skin tone. It calms down the skin surface where dead skin cells can occur. And I'm just going to paraphrase, because again, I'm just seeing some like issues with the translation. So it's just talking about making skin smooth and bright, and it also contains niacinamide, which I will get back to in a second. So it's very much about moisture. So the first ingredient I mentioned there was the ginseng water, and that's said to be a natural antioxidant, like it has been for many years. And it's formed from the ginseng root extract. It's often used in products aimed at anti-aging. And I mentioned earlier, niacinamide, that's absolutely one of my favorite ingredients when I see that on a list, because I'm definitely acne prone. This product only contains 2% niacinamide, and basically it's known for really controlling sebum production. So you will see it in a lot of acne-focused products. For me personally, I really love this on my skin. From the first time I've used it, I'm like, I want to keep using it. I have barely got any left. I think I've got maybe an eighth of the bottle left. So the product image for this episode will likely be an empty. I really love it. I use it just on my hands, just splash it all over after I've washed my face in the morning. If I want to use it before makeup, I will often use it with a little cotton pad just to kind of use it as an exfoliating ritual, but it's not an exfoliator. It's really so refreshing, and it's absolutely, I think it's my new go-to toner, because I feel that it just helps my skin. As someone who does have hormonal breakouts, I just feel this keeps my skin nice and soft. It just works with any other products that I like to layer on top. That's my thoughts on it, but I'll just check out a couple of the reviews. There are some reviews here on the Beauty of Joseon site, and the first person, this review is about 2 weeks old. Corey Diamond says, I used to use an essence that cost me about $100 to $200. I've been trying to find new brands to cut back on my skincare spending. This one is the first that I switched to, and I'm very happy with my results so far. I have hormonal acne and combination skin. It has not caused me any irritation. I will be buying again, and I'm going to try the other products as well. And the one before that is from Emily. Again, this is a few weeks ago. She said, since last year, my skin started to get a lot of pimples around the jawline. I started using Beauty of Joseon Ginseng Set. My skin got so much better and no pimples anymore. I got my confidence back. So yeah, that's a rave review there. But I can believe it, because whenever you do have acne-prone skin, you are always looking for products that leave it feeling calmer and even sometimes cooler. So that's why I love a toner in the morning. If I've got a flare up around my jaw and chin that can literally feel warm, a toner is a really great starting point to just calm things down. So I love this. And again, it's another product inspired by Skin Doctor, aka Dr. Iwoma Ukulege. So she knows what she's talking about. The packaging, I know it came in a very simple, thin cardboard box, and the bottle itself is extremely simple. I really like it. It's just a clear bottle. It has a very small label on it, and the branding is extremely minimal. I love it. It's kind of like, gives a little bit of a spa vibe. It's clean without being clinical. When it comes to the smell, I'm just going to open it here so I can remind myself. It doesn't really have a major smell. Maybe a tiny bit. No, it doesn't really have a smell. It just feels great. So I paid, I'm just going to go back to the Pure Soul site to try and remember what I paid for this. Yeah, £16 for 150ml. And I've had this bottle for a while and I use it easily twice a day, every single day. Whatever's going on with my skin, and if I make changes with other products, this one never comes out of my rotation, every day, twice a day. Marks out of 5. It's got to be 5. 5 out of 5. I really love this product. And once it runs out, I'm probably going to buy it straight away again, because toners, for me, they're the start of my skincare. So if that's not right, it can often cause issues with something else. So I'm really happy with this. I love it. I would love to know if you've tried this product, or if there's another product that you want me to try for these 5-minute reviews. I think this one's a little bit over 5 minutes today. Email me, beautymepodcast@gmail.com, or DM me on Instagram or Twitter @beautymepodcast. Don't forget, I've also got a newsletter. You can subscribe for free at beautymenotes.substack.com. Let me know if you like this episode. And if you do, please leave a review or rating, whatever you choose to listen. I'll see you next time.